I've actually was in America when your first album, well, the first debut for RCA was released.
Yeah.
And even at that point, I was sort of hanging to, you know, speak to you, and then say, can we come back to South Africa, and spent the last 3 years writing about it. It's actually great to actually finally get to speak to you.
Well, I'm glad. There I was oblivious.
You see.
There I was oblivious.
Well, as I say, I must admit, I knew the new album was coming. I just wasn't anticipating it coming so soon, which is not a bad thing. I promise you that much. But from what I'm told at BMG, it's going to be sort of late April.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we're putting it out over here, I think, yeah, the 21st of April. So it'll probably be around the same time over there.
Right.
It's a change for us, but I don't think that... We're partially known over there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A BMG not being the strongest record company in South Africa.
You'll be surprised.
But they do well, hey?
Yeah, they've actually got the market share as far as sales are concerned.
Oh, cool. Well, I've been over there a couple of times since I was over there for Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
I try to come back every year.
That's good. Yeah, I think I actually missed you. I actually heard that you were out here by the time you had left.
This time I tried to be particularly quiet about it.
And rightly so. I mean, understandably so as well, you know. As I say, just from my perspective and sort of following the career of the Dave Matthews Band, to me what makes it so great is the fact that it's sort of the success of the independence, you know, into the world of commercialism, if you have to sort of analyze it, which I sadly do, but would you sort of agree with that kind of analogy?
Yeah, I think we've been lucky, just whether it's luck or just our how adamant we all are, just to not really pay too much attention to the promotional side of the industry and not pay too much attention to the media side of it, you know. Although, you know, we obviously, when someone wants to talk to us, even if it takes 3 years, we do eventually. But, you know, our focus has always been sort of just playing, because we love it. We love playing so much, and then also obviously performing. Performing and then making albums, that's sort of where we... how we started. Initially, when we first got together, we were a little more focused on the, what he very right at the beginning, maybe see if we get a record deal, but there was silence at the other end. Mm. There was no bottom to the well. So we very quickly, even within a couple of months of starting to play together, we gave up on that. Just started playing in front of people, you know, just playing gigs, and that turned out well for us. So that by the time any of the industry was interested, whatever record companies, we were sort of, we don't have time for you right now.
It's a lovely place to be.
Yeah, it was lucky, you know, even if we didn't realize it at the time, that made the deal a lot sweeter for us. So we've been although we're fairly well behaved, we've been able to be. At least unreachable in some ways from the industry.
Because I think it actually it changed the rules a bit, I think, as far as the industry was concerned, especially with the way in which, you know, the whole RCA deal came about, which I thought was great for the, you know, to the benefit of bands, period.
Yeah, the fact that we put out they let us put out a couple of CDs before. After we'd agreed to sign with them,
yes,
we did so. But we said before we'll agree to that when we do release an album on a major label, that we'll do it with you. But let us put a couple of albums out by ourselves.
Yeah.
Which was a really, really a good thing for us, you know, and I think for our fan base at that time.
Right. So that was obviously, you know, even with the benefit of hindsight, that was obviously. You know, you were happy with the route that you took in establishing the Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, certainly was.
And as I say, with everything that you know that the band has done so far, is there any sort of aspect of it that you look back on now and actually say, okay, well, you know, we've done, I mean, you've done a damn fine job up till now, but there would be anything that you would have wanted to have done differently?
It's sort of hard for me to be objective about it. When I look back, I guess it's easier to be objective about it looking back than it is during the when the whole thing unfolds. But I think it's but it still feels fairly fresh. I can't really think of anything I would have liked to have changed. I just feel so lucky about how it went so far. You know, there's. I always have complaints, but I can't really think of one that shines out brighter than my gratitude. Because I'm just amazed that the success of sort of none of us would have expected it, just because we're all sort of more into jazz or folk music or whatever. So the fact that, you know, it just surprised us. I think we were all feeling like maybe we'd be in some sort of I don't know, some sort of vein of folk, and maybe we'd be somewhere in a small theater, as opposed to the success that we've had. I think we're all pretty amazed by it.
Because were you actually anxious about Crash's possibilities? You know, after you know the success that you had with the RCA debuts.
Were you
anxious when it came to releasing, to say, the second album?
A little bit, but not really, because I thought the second one was quite different from the first. I mean, it still sounded like us because it was us, but we played it, you know, a little bit differently. It was a little looser, but also maybe a little bit bigger production. No, I wasn't really. I wasn't really thinking, because I thought the way I feel about it, working with Steve Lillywhite on both, he sort of has the same attitude. Just we did incredibly well on the first one, and then the second one is we're going to put it out, and we all felt it was really good, and you know we were excited about it because it was different. So it wasn't so much. You know, there's a little bit of anxiety, but I don't think I had nearly the anxiety that RCA had. I think they were much more, you know, they were much more concerned. And this album, they're very excited about the latest album we've just finished.
Okay.
But they're also, you can see them sweating. Their top lips are, they're nervous. They act really confident when they're around us.
Yeah.
Make us feel better. But I'm fairly, you know, I think it's a. The next one is also good, so I'm more anxious for the date to come out when it's released than I am for how it's going to do. You know, I want to see what the cover looks like. And, well, actually, I'm working on that right now, but I want to see what it's like when it's in boxes.
Yeah. Because, as I said, just from a title point of view, Before These Crowded Streets is, to me, sort of suggestive of being. Reflective of the past two major label albums that you've done, you know, sort of a crossroads, if you will.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, and we were going through a lot of different names or titles for this album, and they were all sort of looking forward, and they were all sort of a little bit aggressive, and I wasn't really sure about any of them. But then it's a line in one of the songs, and when I thought of that, I thought, wow, that was the one that stuck to me. Yeah, it sort of it struck me as appropriate.
Because
the album is sort of like that too, I think.
Yeah, because it's been suggested to me again from the label that this album is a tad heavier than the previous two. What actually makes it so?
I think the songs are a little. There's a few more dark songs, although there's an extremely light song, but it's just more a summertime song. But most of the songs, even the ones that are a little positive, even then they're still reflective of something a little more weighty. I think the whole album is just a. a little darker, not necessarily, but not negative at all. You know, I think it's just got a lot of positive feelings in it. It's maybe it's a little more aggressive, and so hopefully it's a little older too.
Mm-hmm, because
I sound older. Certainly, I think it's 20 a day that over the past few years have started me sounding a little thicker around
a little hoarse
around the neck area, but it came out okay.
Yeah, because as I say, when you look at the by comparison, each album has always been or seemed to be more ambitious, musically, actually on all levels, where you sort of push the envelope a little further, and maybe experiment a little bit more, or maybe sort of where you started to be happy with putting your your music across in the way that you wanted it to be. Is the new album also indicative of that?
Yeah, I think we're taking a lot more chances. Just we're doing a lot more with our time. We're doing going a little more out on the time signatures, and we've gotten friends, some different friends, mainly friends from Virginia, but we're different players from around the country that's sat in on this new album.
Right.
A friend of mine, a woman singer, she's sitting in, but I'm not allowed to say. I'm not at liberty to say who it is. But she sings beautifully on it. And I've got a friend of mine who plays banjo, and he's on like three songs. And we have a classical quartet from San Francisco that we wrote some parts for, called Kronos Quartet, and they're on the album on a couple of tunes. And I have a friend of mine who plays with Bruce Hornsby, a trumpet player who's also a great jazz player. He plays a little trumpet, and he helped me with the scoring for the quartet. We've got a Chapman stick player, and a guy, Carter, our drummer, used to play with, who plays piano and organ a little bit. So we just sort of, and it's not like we won't be able to do it by ourselves. It's just, it just added a new aspect. And Tim Reynolds, another guitar player that we record with quite often, that I tour with, just the two of us sometimes, we gave him a little more solo time.
Right.
And so it's wider, and there's very manic sections, and we come right off the bat. We come in with mad music, and then it eases after the insane introduction. It sort of eases up on you. It's a little journey, this album, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we'd been playing the songs and built up the repertoire until we got to the studio, and then basically. Well, on the first album, we had a choice of 30 songs, and we just recorded whichever ones we felt like. And then on the second album, there were maybe two songs we'd never played in front of people, but basically there was only two, and the rest were songs we'd been working on, and we'd chosen from those. And this album, even though we had about 30, I guess probably about 30 songs that we'd been messing around with over the last few years as well, I decided that that I would write all new stuff, and so basically went into the studio, and I had all this new stuff, and Stefan and I had worked on some of it, so we're sharing the writing on that. Stefan, the bass player,
right.
we wrote a little bit together, but so basically this album is also all new stuff, so it's got a kind of a fresh, loose feel to it, which we're tight, but it's tight in sort of a relaxed way.
Yes. And is it sort of a criteria for the tracks to appear on the album based on you having played them live?
No, well, that had been the case. I mean, not really, but as much as we just had these songs, why should we go out of our way to write new songs when we have these ones that we've been writing? Mm. And so with this album, I just said no, let's just tell them I want to write all new stuff, and so it's got a freshness and a little it's a little bit vulnerable, I guess, in the lyrics, and to me the lyrics make a lot more maybe they're a little more clear, but then I'm a hell of an ambiguous bastard anyway, so but they're a little clearer for me on this one, because we recorded all the songs in the bass, except for a couple. I would sit down in the morning and listen to the track without the lyrics, and without the words, and just pen down different ideas until I came up with something, and then in the evening I'd sing it, so it has there's a freshness to the vocals too.
And did you work with Steve Lillywhite again?
Oh yeah. We're at this stage we're such great friends that it's sort of hard to imagine working with anyone else.
Right. And sort of, you know, if you sum it up, have you become more complacent based on the fact that everything is working as well, you know, as it has, or is that sort of vitality still very much there?
I think it's still there. I think it's a mixture. I think for me, I can't speak for everyone else in the band, but for me, I guess a lot of doors have opened up for, you know, I don't necessarily have to continue the same way that I have been, but for me, it's more, the challenge is almost, it almost grows now, and so although my bed is a little softer now, and I can afford a cappuccino as opposed to just a black coffee. I think that because of the success we've had so far, maybe I'm more afraid of putting out crap.
Yeah.
So or what I think is crap. So maybe I think it's had the opposite effect in a way. I'm very afraid of, and maybe more of a critic, more critical of what I do now than I was before.
And that'll probably continue to be the case, yeah.
I hope so. I hope I don't eventually sit stomach swelling, screaming for beer, and saying, get someone else to write it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Not this.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens.
No.
If it does, I'll have a good crew of friends who'll shoot me.
Right, okay. Could I ask you one last favor, Dave? Would you be able to do an ID for me?
No problem.
The name of the show that this will appear on, as well as obviously in written form, is called The Cutting Edge. If you could play with that as you will, whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's a radio show, right?
Correct.
Okay. Hello, this is Dave Matthews. I have a band named them after myself because I'm not creative at all. But I am as creative as the name of this radio show, which is The Cutting Edge. The cutting edge of popular music is to be heard here on The Cutting Edge. Come and listen to The Cutting Edge.
Thank you very much, sir.
You can find something in that, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. No, as I say, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. I really appreciate your time. As I'm looking forward to the new album.
Yeah, I hope you can find something. I hope it wasn't too much of a twist.
No, it was lovely. No, it was perfect. As I say, and I appreciate it. Hopefully, as I say, we can chat again.
Okay.
But
maybe face to face when I'm out there sometime.
Sounds like a plan for sure. But as I say, thank you again and good luck with it all.
Okay.
Great.
You too. Cheers.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye now.